You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time once again to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players, so we need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going well, Jason. You know, if you take those Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, they don't make a good pumpkin pie.
Oh, but they make a great snack. That is, I love a peanut butter cup. That and the Easter egg, that is like, that's the perfect shape and size right there.
You can't make an omelet out of those either.
No, you probably shouldn't. We want to say hello and good luck to Nick from Eugene. Nick, how are you?
I am doing great, Jason. Thank you for asking.
Oh, it's very good to have you here. What do you like doing when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Oh, when I'm not doing quiz shows, I like to go to Forrest's in-person trivia events across Eugene.
Oh, good.
I'm a weekly D&D nerd, and I do stuff outside too. I do hike, I do other things that don't involve just like sitting around and staring at a screen.
So you can play D&D outside.
It's true.
This is true.
I think you are well prepared to be successful. We have high hopes for you, Nick. Forrest.
Fingers crossed.
Let's play the quiz.
Let's play the quiz. Nick, according to Oregon law, it's illegal to buy or sell the skulls of these large cervine animals, but it is legal to buy the buglers, the ivories, the small bones in the back of the throat that help the animal make its distinctive whistling call.
So, cervine? You want more specific than snakes?
Cervine, yeah, it is a mammal.
Mammal, oh.
Yeah, so more specific and another kind of animal, please.
Yeah, more specific than snakes is definitely needed.
More cervine. Specific and correct, please.
All right.
They're in the deer family.
Mooses?
No, not quite that big.
Not quite that big. Elk.
There you go.
There we go.
Elk, hey.
Okay. The Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, cervine is deer-like.
Elk bugling. I should have known that.
Next, Oregon was the first state to ratify an official state microbe, but Wisconsin was the first to propose one in their legislature, though it didn't pass. What are the two commercial fermented products that are a product of these two wee beasties?
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, the Wisconsin or the Oregon one. Tell me what those microbes are used for.
Yeah. On brand.
I'm guessing Wisconsin is cheese.
Yep. Lactobacillus.
And Oregon, I'll say probably beer.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, good.
Saccharomyces cerevisiae.
All right.
Next, Portland had a WNBA team for a few years in the 2000s. They're getting another one next year with the same name and, in my personal opinion, a really cool logo of a burning rose. What is that team called?
Know this one. This is the Fire.
Oh, yeah. Very cool logo.
It's a great logo. Next, Oregon's headquarters for growing this winter holiday fruit is around Bandon. There's a lot of people growing this fruit around Bandon, but the state that grows the most is Wisconsin. What is that fruit?
I was going to say hazelnuts, but I think that's cranberries.
Cranberries.
There you go. Yeah.
Oregon grows the most hazelnuts.
Let it linger, Nick.
Next, the largest dam removal project in the world freed this river in southern Oregon and northern California up to salmon again last year, with scientists reporting this month that numbers were a lot higher than they expected.
That would be the Klamath Dam.
Oh, good.
Klamath.
Yes.
Next, in the Netflix reboot of a classic 60s sci-fi show, if you look carefully at the service record of Dr. Zachary Smith, the real one, it shows that he's a pediatrician in Eugene, Oregon. What's the name of that show?
The thing that comes to mind, I did watch it, Lost in Space.
Oh, very good.
Next, a Hood River Brewing Company is a near synonym for a David Lynch TV show. Name both.
Let's see. Well, I'm guessing it's Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Good guess,
So that's the David Lynch show, the Hood River Brewing Company. That I don't know that I know.
It's a Double Mountain.
Double Mountain. How about that?
Okay.
Double Mountain and Twin Peaks.
Nick, that was, excuse me, a damn fine showing. So fine that we'd like to send you a KLCC tote bag. You can carry your coffee in it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nick. It was fun.
Awesome.
KLCC Quizmaster Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at WD Trivia. Listen to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would love for you to play with us on the air. Register to play at klcc.org/conundrum.